Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. And those of you who have continued to listen, you know what we think about you. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're a highly discerning individual, obviously. And if you just tuned in, that's what you get to look forward to. The more you listen, the smarter you're going to become. And that's the story we're sticking to. Tim Berry is our guest, and our good friend Tim is the founder and the president of Palo Alto Software, as you know, one of our corporate partners and the makers of that fine business planning product, Business Plan Pro. But more importantly, he's a longtime original member of our Brain Trust, but more importantly, he's our good friend. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Very happy to be with you again.
It's good to have you back. And folks, if you are serious about your business, even if business planning isn't on your mind right now, you ought to go back and listen to the wisdom that Tim has deposited with us over the years and that we have captured in the archives of our Brain Trust members. Going back now, Tim, 8.5 years now you've been with me, and a lot of stuff there, folks. I mean, dozens and dozens of interviews that Tim and I have done, visits we've done, talking about lots and lots of different things, not just about business planning, about running your business well and fundamentally, and doing a good job with the fundamentals and just becoming a more professional manager. Tim's one of the best in the world, and I just hope you're taking advantage of those resources. And Tim, I know I've done this before, but for all that wisdom and for all that information, we thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for thanking me.
Tim, one of the things you and I've done quite a bit, we've talked about business plans on the show quite a bit, and I think it's important. Obviously, you do too. But let's talk about something. I know we've talked about it a little bit in the past, but let's talk about the different kinds of business plans. And the best way I can liken this is when I realized that a resume could have different forms. That when many years ago, when I was doing a resume, I realized, wait a minute, I need to structure this resume differently for this particular employer prospect. They're going to be more interested in this part of my experience than they are in another part. So I need to feature that. I need to focus on that. I need to set this up. I need to help them out a little bit so they can evaluate me more along their, you know, the way that they think about filling this position, so to speak. And so to me, that's the way I think of some business plans. What do you think?
That absolutely people think business plan, and it's a different thing in many different contexts. So it can really help people to think about, yes, the business plan that we might recommend or that you need might be very different from the business plan that you're thinking about. See,
well,
the words aren't right, and I, you know, I could list at the very minimum, there's the classic business plan, the one for venture capitalists or angels, the one for the bank, and a whole bunch of them that I just call management plans, the strategic plan, the operations plan, the annual plan. And see, the big word is business plan that we use, but many of us are thinking of different things at different times. And so dividing them into those types helps us talk about what you might really need and why planning might help you.
Years ago, long before I knew you and long before you actually had Business Plan Pro, I was a business consultant. And people would come to me and they would ask me about a business plan. They'd heard about it and they knew maybe somebody had asked them for one, maybe a banker or whatever. But that would be the first thing I would ask them. I would say, how are you going to use this document? And they would say, well, I need to get a loan from the bank, or I need to get an SBA loan, or I need to, you know, I'm looking for an investor, or whatever they might say. And I needed to know before we got started how they were going to use that business plan.
Yes. Yeah, form follows function.
Yep,
and
exactly.
That how you're going to use it is critical to what it's going to contain. You know, you look at portions of a business, contents of a business plan and sort of format, the type of the document, and they both change depending on how that plan is going to help your business.
And the fundamentals, for the fundamentals of a business plan, like the financial part and all that, though, you know, it's not like you make different financials. You have different numbers for different people that you change your assumptions and that sort of thing necessarily. That's not necessarily what we're talking about. We're talking about the way you present it and how you think about using it. We're going to get Tim to give us some more information about this right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator.
It's 17 till. That's right, 43 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I hope you use it to your advantage. It's all there for free, thanks to our corporate partners. We appreciate them very much, and we hope you will too. And say thank you for making all that available to you. Got thousands of archives of past interviews, thousands of articles by our Brain Trust members and me. And we've got lots of good stuff there. Over 500 Brain Trust members. Our blog is there. You can use or you can subscribe to it. We'll send it to you. We update it 5 days a week. The newsletter will come on Sunday afternoon, just like clockwork. You can set your watch by it in the afternoon on Sunday. And so it'll get you ready for the week ahead and also includes the schedule of the people who are going to be on the show for the week ahead. So check all that out when you get a chance. And we got a lot more to come, folks. We're working hard on some other new stuff that I think is going to knock your socks off. Tim Berry is our guest. He's part of all that we do because he's a very valued member of our Brain Trust. And Tim, we're talking about the different kinds of business plans. And you've actually got a little matrix there that you use that I'd like for you to sort of outline for the audience.
The list that I've got of different business plans includes components, and I think the easiest way to explain this is think for a second about the exit strategy, which is one really good example. A classic business plan may or may not include an exit strategy, and a venture capital business plan must always include an exit strategy.
They only care about that.
That's the way that they make money. And the VC, by the way, when I talk about the venture capital plan, that includes the plan that wants to get investment from angels.
Mm-hmm.
But going on, sticking to the example of the exit strategy, a business plan that's going to a bank to back up a loan doesn't even want an exit strategy.
I wouldn't confuse them with one of those.
The bank's not concerned. And the management plans, the annual plan, the operational plan, they don't have the exit strategy built in.
Right.
So the point is, form follows function. Your business plan is to serve you and your company. As you look at some of these standard components, it's worth going through. Now, wait a minute. Does this fit my context? Is this part of the plan I'm doing? How you're going to grow? And fast growth is critical for the investment plan, not really very interesting to the bank, although they like it, so you might include it. It's usually in the management plans,
mm-hmm.
But not always, depending on what your situation is. Barriers, how you're different.
Can I stop you for a second on the growth part of it? You know, this is something that probably would be important to some of your key management folks, because a lot of them are going to be looking for bonuses. A lot of them are going to be looking for, you know, they want to see where the company is going to go if they're going to hitch their wagon to your star.
Yes.
So as you're working on a management plan, that growth element would be something. Even if you think you know where it's going, or you don't care where it's going in a way, you know you're going to be along for the ride. The people who are your employees, they don't have to be there. They may not be invested in the company, but they want to see that if they work hard, you know, how's this going to manifest, and where is my income opportunity?
Growth plan, as a matter of fact, going on and reinforcing what you're saying, the kind of plan that I generally will call about management is often called a growth plan.
Mm-hmm.
The operations plan, the annual plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's only one thing in my list that is absolutely essential for all of these different types of business plans, and that's the cash flow.
Mm-hmm. Tim, when 25 years ago, maybe, I hate to say it, but maybe 30 years ago, it's kind of scary for me to go back that far, Tim.
Well, that keeps happening when we've been doing this for 8.5 or whatever. You've been doing it longer, but the numbers keep going up, don't they?
That's exactly right. Thank God the Gophers aren't bringing our mail, right? But
yeah.
But anyway, I remember a banker once said to me, he said, Jim, if you can only bring me one document, you know, you need to understand how I'm motivated. He said, if you want to show me a bunch of stuff, fine. But he said, the main thing I want to see is the cash flow statement. He said, because that's the document that's going to show me how I'm going to get paid back.
Yeah. And the interesting thing about pointing out the importance of the cash flow is it's only one financial projection. And yet you can't really do a cash flow without at least understanding the concepts behind profit and loss and balance sheet as well. You can't really get the cash without that.
And time. That's the biggie I think that most people who are starting businesses don't get is the relationship between the operation of your business and time.
Exactly.
Because they'll come in here with this vertical column of numbers that's nothing more than a budget, and you can't do a cash flow projection, folks, if you can't spread that out over time, 12, 20 months, 24, maybe even 36 months.
Yeah, and it's the spreading out is the magic trick of the business plan, because conceptually it's almost impossible to do a cash flow without laying out the months, and not that hard when you do.
Absolutely. Stand by, Tim. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We've got to sell some stuff. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows with our good friend Tim Berry, the president and the founder of Palo Alto Software, the makers of Business Plan Pro 2007. Bit of the Stones for you there. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry. And folks, I know that you know Tim and his organization are one of our corporate partners, and we value their sponsorship very much. But Tim, you have, and of course, you know about the websites. We talk about those in the ads. But Tim, you also have another website that I'd like you to tell the audience about, because I think it's a very beneficial one. Folks, this is a very instructional website, something that you can learn a lot from, and no one's going to try to sell you anything on this site. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, there are 60 complete business plan examples at bplans.com, bplans.com, along with 3,000 or 4,000 articles, answers to questions. There's business tools that, for example, to use to estimate your starting costs or your cash flow. All of those are at bplans.com, and there are ads on that site, but everything there is available to you for free.
And also timberry.com.
Yes.
I encourage you to check that one out as well, folks. That's an important site. Tim, we're talking about different kinds of business plans. Just to review what we've been talking about, folks. You would have the same information typically for all these plans. Maybe you would take a component out and add another component in, but basically you're talking about making a business plan. One would be to a venture capitalist to get investment, or a venture capitalist also includes, it could be a firm like a large VC firm, or it could be an angel investor, could be an individual. Also, you may want to do a business plan to a bank. You may want to do a business plan for a competition. I know, Tim, you work in business planning competitions. You've done quite a few of those. Mm-hmm. And also, it could be just an internal management document. So those are some of the basic ones.
And so, and part of the nugget here for people is that then you get a chance to think about the parts of the plan that maybe you don't want to take the time doing. For example, the history of the company. Very important to the VCs, and a portion of that, the financial history, is very important to the bank. But the management plan, strategic plan, growth plan, isn't really about describing for members of the company what they already know. So you skip it. Mm-hmm. And the management team, critical for the investment plan. And the bank plan wants to know just who's signing the lien on their home, basically. But in the management plan, the growth plan, the management team comes up only to the extent that it affects strategy or that changes are required to implement the strategy.
But the one thing I think we need to remind people about, though, Tim, when we identify, let's say, five different things, different ways you can use a business plan, this isn't five whole new universes of information that you have to learn. It's variations on the same theme, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. For example, the history and team I'm talking about, you don't actually take the time to write that into the plan because you already know it, but it fits exactly with what you're saying. It's not that that isn't important. It's that form follows function, and in this case, the management or the growth or the operational plan, you're not spending one extra minute doing what doesn't serve the business purpose.
Well, and also for your management document, Tim, you may want to break that document apart. I mean, there may be some elements of your business plan you don't want everybody in your organization to see. For example, you may have your own exit strategy that you've done for yourself. That might not be something you want everybody to have.
Yes, very much so. And another one is that to plan the cash flow, you have to plan strategy or salaries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frequently awkward to be showing salaries of everybody else around as part of the plan. That part is frequently, here's the total, people, and, you know, it goes into the cash flow.
You know, one more thing, Tim. We've got about 30 seconds left. There's also another element when you're giving proposals, especially to investors, you may want to develop a condensed version and then a more elaborate version.
Yes, the summary memo for me is a separate part of the process of getting investment, and that's about 2 to 5 pages summary of your plan that the investors will read to decide whether or not they want to see the whole plan.
And then you hit them with the 30 or 40 or 50 or 100 page plan or whatever it is that you have. Tim, thank you for being here. Good job today. This is really good stuff.
Thank you, Jim, for inviting me.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, the president and founder of Palo Alto Software, and that's paloalto.com. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.